This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, which is struggling with a surge of migrant arrivals from Africa. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chen.
Nearly 126,000 migrants have arrived in Italy so far this year. Lampedusa has recently seen a sharp rise in the number of people arriving by boat. Von der Leyen set out a 10-point action plan to relieve pressure on Italy, where most migrants arrive from North Africa's shores by boat.
Migration is a European challenge, and it needs a European answer and solution.
The plan includes using the EU's external borders agency, Frontex, to identify migrants in Italy and repatriate those not eligible for asylum.
U.S. President Joe Biden has a full itinerary ahead of and during the upcoming U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York, where the war in Ukraine is one of many issues he will have to address. More from VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
Fresh off his historic visit to Vietnam and the G20 summit in India, U.S. President Joe Biden will again engage with world leaders, this time at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He is expected to rally support for Ukraine as he did last year.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple, and Ukraine's right to exist as a people.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to attend in person to rally support for his country. He will meet Biden at the White House Thursday. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Experts had long said that floods pose a significant danger to two dams meant to protect nearly 90,000 people northeast of Libya. They repeatedly called for immediate maintenance. Warnings came true in the early hours, September 11th, when more than 11,300 people were reportedly killed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's focused on the things the American people want and not political theater following a week in which the U.S. House of Representatives opened an impeachment inquiry into allegations that he had benefited from his son's foreign business dealings. All this comes as lawmakers must strike a deal with Biden to keep the government open past September 30th.
Republicans say they want more information related to the allegations.
The facts are everywhere. There are text messages. There are emails. There are witnesses. There are whistleblowers. There are meetings. There are phone calls. There are dinners. And you can't say, hey, there's a little bit of smoke. We're not going to follow the fire.
Former President Donald Trump, the current Republican frontrunner for the presidency himself, facing more than 40 felony counts in multiple court cases, says he supports a government shutdown if House Republicans don't get what he called a fair deal on a short-term spending bill. The details of such a fair deal remain unclear. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Dominican Republic's president stands firm on his closing of all borders with Haiti.
The president of the Dominican Republic is defending his decision to close air, sea, and land traffic with neighboring Haiti in a dispute over construction of a canal targeting a river that runs through both countries. President Luis Abinader said in a televised speech Sunday the border closures will remain in place until construction is halted on the canal, which seeks to use water from the river to alleviate a drought in Haiti. He says the canal will affect Dominican farmers and the environment. Abinader's administration also has stopped issuing visas to Haitians. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
China's military sent 103 warplanes toward Taiwan in a 24-hour period. And what the island has said is a daily record. In recent times, the planes were detected between 6 a.m. Sunday and 6 a.m. Monday. According to the ministry, as is customary, they turned back before reaching Taiwan. China, which claims Taiwan as part of its territory, has conducted increasingly large military drills in the air and waters around Taiwan as tensions have grown between the two. And with the United States, the U.S. is Taiwan's main supplier of arms and opposes any attempt to change Taiwan's status by force. President Biden's national security advisor met with China's foreign minister over the past few days, 2 days, on the Mediterranean island of Malta. The White House says the effort is intended to responsibly maintain the relationship at a time of strained ties and mutual suspicion between the two powers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.